Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum all day today and tomorrow. We've got a slew of exciting guests from Intel and other industry leaders talking about the future of the data center and technologies that are going to drive software-defined infrastructure implementations. We'll also have a few celebrity guests from beyond the data center arena as we go. I'd like to introduce our first guests right away. We've got Yoram Novik, founder and CEO of Maxta, and Carolyn Crandall, VP of Marketing at Maxta. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Good morning.
Hi. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for being our first guests of IDF14. It's a pleasure to have you. What we'll do to start off the interview is just have each of you introduce yourselves and give us a quick view of what is Maxta and what do you do there. Yoram, do you want to start?
Sure. I'm the CEO and founder of Maxta. Started the company about 5 years ago. Maxta is basically in the space of hyperconvergence or a new paradigm for designing data center, and I'm basically leading the company, so that's my job. And Maxta is in essence in the business of maximizing the promise of hyperconvergence.
Fantastic. And Carolyn, how about you?
Hi, and I'm Carolyn Crandall. I'm Vice President of Marketing, and my role in the company is to make sure that we get out and people know who Maxta is and what we do in the world of hyperconvergence and software-defined storage.
Now, I know that you guys have been delivering some new products to the marketplace here at IDF, showing off some of those products. Can you talk about the products that you're showing here and how that fits into your vision of hyperconvergence?
Sure. So basically, Maxta is delivering hyperconvergence solutions in two form factors. The first one is a software-defined storage that's basically a software-only solution that customer can deploy on any existing infrastructure or any new infrastructure that they may purchase. At the same time, we are also have been developing for quite some time reference architecture, which basically provide customer the ability to purchase a whole solution, including hardware and software, and it's basically hyperconvergence in a box. And what we have been announcing today at the Intel Development Conference is the availability of both our software solution and especially Max Deploy, our reference architecture, for all the new platforms that Intel is announcing. And we are also doing it at the same day, so customers don't have to wait for the availability of hyperconvergence anytime after the platform that Intel provide is available.
You obviously referenced the launch of the new Xeon E5 series platforms. We've been talking about these on Chip Chat. We were live casting on those all day yesterday. When you look at software-defined storage, why is that so critical for the future of what Diane Bryant was talking about as software-defined infrastructure and what IT organizations are trying to accomplish with modernizing their data centers?
Yeah, that's actually a very good point, because if you look at the past, for all kinds of reasons, data centers were built with application running on servers, and then you have dedicated storage systems to provide storage services. And the reason was that servers were not powerful enough to do all of those things on the same platform. We got to the point that servers are powerful enough, have enough capability, enough cores to run both compute, applications, server virtualization, and storage on the same platform. And this really enabled for the first time all customers to utilize the benefits of the simplicity and cost effectiveness of combining or converging all of those different aspects of the data center into one box. So that's really a breakthrough in the sense that for the first time, it's a solution not just for some use cases, but really for all use cases.
Now, some people would hear Maxta produce an SSD platform, and I have an SSD in my computer, and I understand the advantages of it within that setting. But, you know, SSDs and data centers are a little bit different in terms of what kind of capabilities they're bringing to the IT manager. Can you talk about why data centers are seeing this as such a critical technology path for the way that they're approaching storage?
So SSD is one part of it, and definitely SSD bring the improved performance, which definitely these drives had an issue with performance for quite some time, couldn't keep up with the performance of processors and other parts of the infrastructure. So having solid-state drive with the performance that they provide is a benefit. But the largest challenge in the data center is not just performance. The challenge is that, especially in virtualized environments, there is a mismatch between the compute side, the application, and the storage side. So if in the past, in the physical data center, that wasn't an issue, it is an issue where the compute side, the server side, is much more agile, much more scalable, but the storage system couldn't keep up with those developments. So it's not so much about the component themselves, it's about gluing them together and create a complete solution that leverages the performance advantage and various other advantages of solid state drive, but also enable you to optimize storage services to application, to server virtualization, rather than separating the applications from their storage.
So I think that takes us to the reference architecture and what it's allowing customers to do. Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to deliver this reference architecture and how you hope it's going to accelerate the deployments?
Sure. So the advantage of the reference architecture is that it really provides both to our partners and even to customers the ability to build hyper-convergent solutions that were validated, certified by Maxta, and we also provide them all of the benefits of understanding what are the performance implications and what use cases they can use it for. So rather than having the complexity of trying to mix and match different components, customer can buy an entire solution either from one of our partners or even use the reference architecture as a guidance on how to purchase and build their own data center. So at the end of the day, data centers are complex. They are actually composed of multiple different components, and as one component, which in our case was the compute side, really evolved and became better, it was really a challenge to keep up with the other component, especially storage. And what we at Maxta are doing is really leveraging all of the benefits that the servers provide to the application and bring them down to the storage as well.
So in the keynote this morning, Diane Bryant was up talking about the growth in devices and how, you know, we take it for granted as users, but every device needs a data center or it's kind of a worthless piece of equipment. And provided some interesting statistics, 1 trillion cell phone connections every day into data centers around the world. 1 trillion, that's amazing. And you know, the fact that she sees and Intel sees where the wearables market actually surpassing that in terms of the need to connect to data centers. That equates to a whole lot of storage demand for data centers over the next 5 years. How do you see data center operators keeping up with that, and how is Maxta part of that equation?
Yeah, so definitely the addition of devices, the addition of workload really put a lot of stress on data centers. And what the design of data center need to be prepared is to significantly higher level of scalability. And really what Maxta does in this context is by letting the guys that are building data center to build it based on only one platform, which is a standard servers, and using as many of them as they wish, rather than trying to mix and match different devices, it's much easier to build a very scalable data center. At the end of the day, data centers will be judged by how scalable they are, and the simpler it is to build them, the more scalable they can be. And what Maxta provides is basically another aspect of simplifying the data center design by converging all the components into one platform.
So you are showing off some storage solutions here that you worked on collaboratively with Intel. Can you talk a little bit about the Intel collaboration and what it's like to work hand in hand with Intel engineers?
Sure. So we have been working with Intel engineers from different divisions. We have been working with the storage division, certainly on the new solid state drive and various other aspects of storage, as well as other parts of Intel that are in the system and boards part. And what we have been doing is together with Intel, we were preparing both our software as well as our reference architecture for the new type of platform, the Xeon processor, the new solid state drive, the new Ethernet networking, and so on. And our goal, which we are very happy that we got it, is to deliver both the reference architecture as well as our software defined that are generally available today on the same day that Intel delivered it. So we had a lot of testing, a lot of validation, working with the very few samples that Intel had initially to really validate it and to be able to announce the general availability. So Intel provided a lot of support, both in terms of engineering, in terms of providing the equipment that was not generally available until today, and working with us with the same goal of delivering higher level solutions that are leveraging the Intel components or Intel systems.
Now let's talk about those solutions. If folks want to hear more about what you're doing, obviously if they're at IDF, they should come by your booth. But can you point them to a website where they can download product specs and that kind of stuff?
So there's a couple choices they have. They can go to maxta.com and take a look at around the web, and they'll see lots of information, especially in the MaxDeploy and technology partnership area. Or for your convenience, if you want to go to go.maxta.com/IDF2014. It is a custom URL where you can go in and find solution briefs specifically around Intel and other information that we're sharing here at the event today.
Obviously, when you launch a product, you've already shared early versions with it, with customers, with partners. What has been the early response to the solutions that you've delivered this week?
So the early responses were extremely positive, especially since we found that running on the new platform, we achieved more than 40% improvement compared to the earlier platform on exactly the same server. So we have seen both a significant performance improvement. At the same time, we have also seen customers that are able to leverage the same platform and to leverage fewer resources to run storage, which give them additional room to increase the VM density to run more applications. So the new platform is certainly a huge improvement when you take it into the context of hyperconvergence. So it's not only that it provides more speed and more cores, but when you get this and you put on top of it the application, the storage, this platform is really very well optimized to run and multitask application and storage, which is exactly what hyperconvergence required. And we are at a time that it seems to really deliver the performance level that many of our customers expected for quite some time.
And if I understood what you said before correctly, before we would talk about select applications where these products would make sense, this time around it really makes sense for the full scope of applications that data center managers are supporting. There really isn't a lot of application types that wouldn't be suitable for this technology.
That's definitely correct. Except for very few extreme cases, we believe that right now hyperconvergence is a good fit for all standard general purpose application. In the past, I would say that there are only certain use cases that are a good fit, and the main reason is the processor couldn't multitask application, server virtualization, and storage on the same platform. Those days, we are able, especially with the new platform, to run the majority of applications without any issues, and customers are reporting very good feedback in terms of the performance meet their expectation. They don't see any challenge using it in production.
Well, Yoram and Carolyn, thank you so much for being on the program today. Very big congratulations on your launch, and I hope you have a great week at IDF. You have a great experience at the event. Again, if you're listening online and you're going to be at the Intel Developer Forum this week, please check out Maxta and their booth. I'm sure that they'd be happy to share more details.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.